One day, these stories will seem quaint. One day, if somebody suggests that a gay man shouldn't be playing pro football, everybody will look at him or her and ask with perfect sincerity, why not? That Major League Baseball has found it necessary to appoint an ambassador for inclusion and that Michael Sam is currently without a job in the NFL demonstrate that that day hasn't arrived. But perhaps it's not far off. This week I read another story by OutSports co-founder Sid Ziegler about a swimmer at Villanova named Ryan Murtha. He recently called a meeting of his teammates and told them that he's gay. He said he hoped that news wouldn't make any difference to them and that they'd continue to regard him as a friend and a valuable teammate. When Ryan Murtha had finished saying what he had to say, one of his teammates clapped, and then the rest of them started clapping, and then they cheered, and then they all went out to eat lunch together. Murtha and the other swimmers had been teammates before he told them he was gay, and they were teammates afterward. No big deal. There was a sad side to that story, though. It had to do with the Boy Scouts of America. Ryan Murtha is an Eagle Scout. He'd like to have continued with scouting, to have become a leader in the organization after he finished college. That's not going to happen. The Boy Scouts have a rule against it. One day, perhaps even the Boy Scouts, like the men's swimming team at Villanova, will clap and cheer in the presence of an act of courage.